Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Friends with Friends. We're back after a little 1 week break. My name's Pete Allison, and here is Dave Cribb.
What was that sort of tone of voice at the start? It sounded a bit like a children's TV presenter. Hello.
I was just being really fucking patronizing. That's
okay.
That's
what was for what reason?
Because it was a statement about the way that society is patronized these days.
Okay.
And I was just reflecting that in the podcast intro.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. It's not often enough we get a bit of sort of socio-political commentary and friends with friends within the first 20 seconds. So I'm glad that you've gone for it.
Oh, I'm here. This is what I'm here to do, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And what we're here to do, Pete, is talk about Friends. Now, dear listener, you will not be aware necessarily that Pete lives near Birmingham New Street train station, and it's currently being evacuated and there are sirens going on. So if there is sort of background noise, imagine, Pete, this becomes like a massive news story. And here we are farting around going, oh, the sirens are interrupting us talking about see your ladle. And
I don't really know what the outcome's going to be here, but let's just keep on podcasting and see what happens.
If this is a massive news story, though, this we could sell clips of this episode to news outlets to go, here are some live audio from the scene of the attack. The scene of the crime. I'm really tempting fate here. When it all unfolded, you know?
Security alert, apparently, Dave.
That means nothing. That's generic as fudge.
Birmingham New Street station is closed because of a suspicious item found by transport police. Network Rail says disruptions expected. This is not what I wanted to read. For context, not only do I live near it, I've got to try and get to London within the next 4 hours. Network Rail says disruptions expected for the rest of the afternoon and into the evening.
Boop, boop, boop. Just what everybody wants.
Christ.
Cripes. Well, sorry about that, mate. Well, you know, on the plus side, you got more time for the podcast now because you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Would you like what the cool kids these days are referring to as a request?
Yeah, go on then.
This week's request, Peter, is from Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Hello. With a smiley emoji. Here's a request for the list. Season 5, Episode 7, the one where Ross moves in. Three reasons, she says. The reasons for the request are threefold. One, best answer phone message of all time. Two, the music playing at Danny's party is the same music Janine attempts to dance to in season 6, episode 10.
I did clock that.
Routine, brackets, I hate her, close brackets. I noticed this when I was listening to this episode falling asleep. And three, the best farewell pun statement of all time. Hopefully this one has not been done already. Anyways, see you later, Louise. I mean, it is one. This episode actually has a huge amount of enduring phrases and moments, considering it's sort of deep into the middle of Friends. There's like, we'll go over them as we go, but there are three or four things that have really permeated into my life, you know? And see you ladle is certainly one of them. I said see you ladle to my sister just yesterday when she left my flat.
How did that go down? Does it get a laugh, or does it get a sort of weary acknowledgement?
Oh, no, she'll say, see you later back. Yeah, no, it's absolutely fine.
Oh, that's nice.
There's no, I don't think, why would it be weary, Pete? Why?
No, I just mean, if you use it regularly, its effect might wear off.
No, that's true, isn't it? Well, the thing about see you ladle is you can say it, and I don't know if you listening have noticed this, you can say it almost to everyone, and people that know what it is will go, see you ladle. And people that don't know what it is won't even clock it. They'll just think you said see you later, or did a weird thing that they don't really understand, but it's not weird.
It's going to be the latter, isn't it? It's not going to be that they don't notice. It's just going to be, oh, Dave's doing that fucking ladle thing again.
Yeah, but they surely say, what do you mean ladle? Why do you say see you later? Like, I don't think they clock it half the time, but it's not weird enough to question someone, you know? It's not like going, see your spatula, and they'll be like, I don't know what that is. That's a weird phrase. But like, see you later could just be, oh, I misheard it again for the 93rd time. Yeah, you might be right. They probably do think it's just not worth bringing up. Would you like a synopsis?
Yes, it would.
Season 5, episode 7, the one where Ross moves in. 467657.
No.
It's unsatisfying, isn't it, as a production code?
Ending in a 7, I'm not happy with that.
No, exactly. The odds are a bit tricky, aren't they? Interestingly, this is interesting, Pete. Very vaguely interesting. I presume the production codes go in order of when they shoot them, right? Because this one ends.
Yes.
This one ends 5-7. Next week's episode, the one with all the Thanksgivings, ends 5-9. And the one with Ross's sandwich is 5-8, so, which is the one after that. So for some reason, they shot them unsequentially, presumably. Maybe it's to do with Thanksgiving, and maybe they sort of realised, crap, we need a Thanksgiving episode suddenly. But isn't that interesting, Pete?
It is interesting. Maybe we'll find out a little ladle. that was a callback to the ladle thing.
Oh, ladle. Yeah, fine. Yeah. I got it. I didn't even clock it, Pete. I would never have even brought it up if you hadn't pointed it out.
It was pretty subtle.
That's how cool and aloof it is. Here's a synopsis. Rachel tries acting aloof with that. I must have just read the word aloof and then it stuck into my brain because I just used it a sentence ago.
What, aloof?
Do you know what I mean? I must have scanned the word and it just got into my brain because that was weird otherwise. Rachel tries acting aloof with Danny despite liking him. Phoebe begins dating Larry, a health inspector, but the friends are annoyed when he shuts down all their favourite restaurants after eating there. And when Emily's cousin evicts Ross from the apartment he sublets to him, Joey and Chandler invite him to move in with them, but his personal habits soon prove annoying. Where would you like to start? Ladle, kitchen hat, or hand motions. Yeah, you know, Ross's quiet down thing.
Oh, the quiet thing.
Yes.
Can we start with Phoebe? Because I don't really like this guy that she's dating.
Weird. Not a great character, is he, Larry? He's very confident for a man. He's sort of got the personality of a man he doesn't look like. Does that make sense?
I don't know what Phoebe sees in him.
Right.
Because she sort of immediately sides with him over Monica in a sort of... She is, Dave, I believe the term is digmatized.
digmatized, she certainly is. My question goes back to just before that, which is, why is Phoebe attending a health inspection at Monica's restaurant?
Yeah, not clear why she's there, is it?
No, absolutely not clear. Also... So if anyone here works in the hospitality industry or has experience with this, they might be able to correct me or make this clearer to me, I guess. Wouldn't a health inspection be better done when the restaurant was in full operation? Do you know what I mean?
If you're going, because it's sort of in action.
Right. Is it in action? Are the people washing their hands? Are they doing that? Are they prepping the things? Are they cleaning the utensils between that? All that sort of stuff. It's very easy. I could pass a health inspection if they were like, we're coming on Tuesday. You've got 4 hours to clean up before, you know?
Well, we'll see. You know when he gets on at Gunther because there's a carton of milk left on the side?
Yeah.
Why is that a hazard? It's just milk.
Well, if it's been left out too long, it could go off, couldn't it?
And then what?
Well, then they could serve it to somebody.
But he doesn't know that might happen.
What do you mean?
It could just be anyone's milk.
It could, but I think it's more likely it's the coffee shop's milk, right? In the coffee shop?
I would hope that safety standards are not necessarily focused purely on whether milk has been left out of a fridge.
No, I think you're right. I think a lot of the time he's focusing on the wrong things, our friend Larry, isn't he? Also, what a fucking buzzkill he is, you know?
Yeah.
Shutting down a restaurant for... You can't shut down a restaurant straight away, surely. Surely you have to go improve.
Yeah, there's like no second chances involved, is there? It's just, oh, you left some milk out, I'm fucking closing you down.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get rid of all the jobs of all these staff, ruin the business of the owner. You know, it's a big old thing, isn't it? Shutting down a restaurant. It's not just a casual thing that he has the attitude for. But
he's ruining people's lives,
ruining livelihoods in the cost of living crisis as well. Larry, are you a monster? Are you a monster?
Also, tweed jacket in a briefcase, dweeb. Oh,
and the world's longest tie. You see how long his tie was?
Very long.
Right
tie,
down
man.
To his to the thing that hypnotized Phoebe. Right down there. But yeah, I mean, I just don't think he's very good at his job if he's going and inspecting a restaurant when it's closed and there's no customers. I mean, like, that's, especially with someone with sort of Monica's level of cleanliness, that'd be so easy to prepare for, right? You just wipe everything up and do a mop, do a vacuum.
Also, yeah. He's a right wanker because he just tricks Monica into, like, leaving her hat off. What's going to happen in the 5 seconds that she goes in to get a hat?
Well, again, this goes back to my point of, like, maybe you should have your chef's hat on in the kitchen when the restaurant's open, but you wouldn't expect her, if she's, like, popping in to pick up her keys that she left in the kitchen, you want to put her fucking hat on, do you?
Exactly.
After hours? Yeah, I think he's, that power's gone to his head, and it has gone to his head. He's wearing his health inspector badge like he's a cop, isn't he?
Like he's a?
A cop.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think I said?
Well, that just sounds a bit like Sid Cock, Dave. And he was
a
being
cock.
A cock.
I'm flipping heck. I got my words mixed up there. Also, as a health inspector, why has he never been to any of these restaurants before? Like, what does he do for his job? He can't be that good if he's going to all these places for the first time that he's shutting down.
Also, isn't there quite, as a health inspector of restaurants, there's surely, even in a city like New York, a limited number of restaurants.
Right. Especially
is his livelihood just entirely spent doing multiple health inspections of multiple restaurants every day?
Yeah, especially because his inspections seem to be analyze something within 10 seconds and shut it down or not. Like, if he's doing it that quickly, he could get through all the restaurants in New York in about a week and a half, probably. Walk in, there's some milk, you shut down. See you later, dickheads. Doesn't take any time, does he?
Not at all.
The only final thing about this plot line is, what a weird bit that is at the start, where he walks the wrong way out of the door, and then Phoebe does an impression of him walking out the door.
Yeah, it's sort of there to make Phoebe find him adorable, isn't it?
Yeah, but imagine pitching that in the writing room, going, what if, here's the joke as he leaves, he walks the wrong way and then corrects himself and walks the other way, and then Phoebe thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just odd. It's just really weird, isn't it? Just out of nowhere. I don't know. It's just like a really strange moment that I thought, what the hell is going on here?
It's not my fave, this guy.
No, I don't think Phoebe would be into him. He's too square for Phoebe, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree. Glad she gets shot of him.
Yeah, get rid of does he actually get shot of him?
He doesn't actually. Doesn't he just... Do we just never see him again?
Yeah, because he doesn't shut Central Perk down, gives Gunther a warning, and that's it, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's not even really written out, is he? Not worthy of an exit.
That is very odd. I wonder if that actor has sort of unfinished, what's the word, you know, an unsatisfactory, he's got no closure, you know?
No story arc.
He's sitting there going, I'm technically still dating friends.
You're what?
I can tell how tired you are because it took you so long to clock the thing that I noticed straight away. And then I thought, I'm just going to wait and see until he notices what a weird sentence I just said.
What did you say? About. Still technically?
I said, I meant to say, I wonder if he thinks, oh, I'm still technically dating Phoebe and Friends, but I missed out the words Phoebe in, and I just said technically dating Friends, which made absolutely effing no sense. But yeah, it took you a while to clock that, my friend.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Interesting, the guy that plays Larry was in an episode of Days of Our Lives. So was maybe he came across Dr. Dre. Not until 2017, in fact.
Oh, that's quite recent.
Very recent, isn't it? Yeah, he's in loads of stuff, actually. Old Gregory Sporlader. What a name.
Gregory Sporlader.
You know?
Sporlader.
He's in True Blood. I've never seen it at the end.
Horny vampires?
Horny vampires. I'm not really into vampire stuff, just as a rule.
No, I think it's quite saturated, the old vampire market.
I mean, it's incredibly saturated, but even pre-saturation, I just never, doesn't do it for me, vampires. It's because I'm probably a bit squeamish, so like a character where their main thing is just drawing blood from skin isn't really my vibe, you know?
That's fair.
I think maybe that's it. I'm just self-analyzing as we go. Anyway, to Danny and his party. Isn't Danny a fucking weirdo? Talking about Larry, weirdo. Danny's a fucking weirdo too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's quite sort of socially awkward. And also he throws parties in hallways, which I'm not a big fan of.
I just don't think you would do that if you threw an apartment in a party in your apartment, would you? Why would you spill out into the hallway? Surely that's a recipe for disaster. Also, both apartment doors were open. I mean, the reason, obviously, that the party's in the hallway is because it's the same hallway, right?
Yeah.
Set-wise. And you can see that when Monica and Rachel are standing in front of what is actually their apartment door, and through the crack in the hinge, you can see Monica and Rachel's apartment.
And also, Monica compliments Danny for the food that he's put on. Also, food at, like, a house party, a bit square. The food that he actually has on his plate turns out to be salad and bread.
Salad and bread.
So she's like, hey, a professional chef sees his menu choices and is like, oh, great food. Salad and bread.
I do enjoy
salad
that.
Sandwich.
I do enjoy the embarrassing attempt at distracting by Monica. That is very funny. But yeah, you are right. They're in their late 20s here, aren't they? Who's serving? Did you ever go to a party in your late 20s where there was a buffet? Like a house party?
No.
Salad and bread. Crisps in bowls at most, I'd say.
Bit pizza.
Right, exactly. Not in salad and bread on paper plates in the middle of the hallway. What a fucking weird party. But before we even get to the party, it's almost more awkward not to invite them in the coffee shop. That was an incredibly awkward interaction where he goes, oh yeah, I'm having a party. I'm really looking forward to it. Okay, see ya. And we know he's not doing it because he's trying to play games with Rachel, because it turns out he's trying to set Rachel up with his mate. So why wouldn't he just invite them then?
Although this is all worth it for, my mom calls it bloomies.
And again, one of the iconic lines of this episode. Like, yeah. There's 3 or 4 moments we already.
That's one of my favourite lines in like all of Friends.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. That is one of the most enduring ones, isn't it? Just said by a random throwaway guy. Tom. When he's in the coffee shop before, Danny's carrying a box of booze and Rachel's like, oh, thirsty, are you? Ha ha ha, funny joke. And Danny's like, no, actually, it's for a party. You can use more than 4 bottles of booze, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
One small box of booze for your your cool housewarming party. Although maybe he's just spent all the money on salad and bread, to be fair, so he doesn't have the budget for it.
It's a lot of salad for that kind of budget.
Well, exactly. No booze, more salad. You don't make
big
friends
cups
with
of
salad.
Nice vibe. Yeah.
Don't make friends with salad. Yeah, just that, the whole interaction. He comes round, doesn't he? Rachel makes up a gala for some reason because she doesn't want to pretend that. I mean, just say anything. Just say anything. You're out. You might be back later. I don't know. Another thing that always happens in Friends, which has happened here, is that none of them have plans on like a Saturday night. It's the day before. And Monica's like, yeah, yeah, all right, I'll be there. Rachel makes up plans because she doesn't have plans. It doesn't really align with what you expect their social lives to be, does it?
I just also, it's the politics of like wanting to act breezy when being interested and has been on a date, but then doesn't want to seem too keen. It's like the politics of texting or not texting or texting to just text, like just tell him, you're interested and then we can all go home.
No fucking games, eh?
Exactly.
Too old for games, aren't we, Pete?
Absolutely.
So they go to the party, we get them, my mum calls it Bloomies. Rachel continues to believe that it's not, that it's part of a ploy and a plan, which I think at this late, at this stage, you just got to give up the ghost, haven't you?
Yes, I think so.
But she doesn't. She cracks on, embarrasses herself. Monica's already embarrassed herself with the bread and salad fiasco. All in all, I'd give this an 8 out of 10 on the embarrassing yourself at a party stakes for Monica and Rachel, wouldn't you?
Should have stayed at home, shouldn't they?
Should have stayed at home with your ladles. Is that a ladle?
No, that's that's me tapping my arm.
Oh, I thought it was a ladle. I got excited. How many ladles do you have?
Just the one ladle. Why, how many ladles do you have?
I got two ladles, actually, Pete.
Oh, two
I've
ladle
got a
crib.
Sort of a plastic cup to ladle and a metal ladle.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep, must have acquired one at some other point that I didn't realise. Already had a ladle, two ladles. Don't know what, I don't think I've ever used two at the same time, so probably unnecessary. Probably one of the many, many
ladles,
things I could throw out.
Ladles getting a lot of love today, aren't they?
Well, so they should.
Yeah.
They play a big part in our lives, don't they, Pete? And especially coming into the winter months.
I wouldn't say a ladle plays a big part in my life.
The season of soup. The ladle is going to become an important part of everyone's kitchen. And we're here today on Friends with Friends just to bring you this sponsorship message from the Ladle Committee. Get a ladle. Maybe get two. You never know when you
might
need a ladle.
Are you being channeled money by the big ladle industry?
Big ladle has got to me, mate. They've absolutely
they
got
clearly
to me.
Clearly have.
They've scooped me up, you might say.
Oh, God.
I did not expect this to go on a tangent about
ladles.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know with this podcast, do you? Never know. Okay, should we talk about Ross? I'm going to talk about ladles if you want. It's totally up to you.
Firstly, with this storyline, when Chandler and Joey are just
sat, fine.
Yeah, fine. Where Chandler and Joey are just sat on the sofa.
Yeah.
And he's looking at a picture of a pig.
Yeah.
Does Joey say, look at the knobs on it?
Yep.
What's he on about? What, why do pigs have knobs?
I think he means
multiple knobs.
I think he just means the udders, right?
That's a cow, Dave.
Pigs have udders.
Pigs have udders. No, they don't.
What do they have then? Piglets
have udders. I think you're right. I think they do have.
Thank you. They definitely have udders.
According to Google, udders or teats.
Yeah, fine. I guess a teat is a small udder, effectively, right?
You know how Google suggests some questions that other people have asked, similar ones?
Yeah.
Do pigs have nipples?
Yep.
Can I drink pig milk?
What's the answer?
I'll answer that one for you. No.
No, especially when it's been left out on the counter of a coffee shop.
It is not considered suitable for human consumption or commercial production. The sow herself is reluctant to be milked, it says.
Fair. So she should
lactating
be.
Pigs may be quite aggressive.
Yeah, don't try and get milk out of a pig, guys.
Don't milk pigs. I think we leave that there, don't you?
Oh, I've just Googled it as well. And do you know what? There's two other questions that I'd like to draw your attention
to. One of the other questions is there human cheese?
Yeah, I mean, that sort of is, right?
Yeah, this is dark.
And the one underneath that is yours, the same one. Why can't we drink dog milk?
Oh,
and the answer is, feeding your babies dog milk is not a viable option from a nutritional standpoint. Who thought it was? Who's had a new baby and gone, right, I haven't read any of the books, so yeah. I'm just going to assume we get the milk from the dog. That's probably where it is, right?
Absolutely awful.
Fucking crazy. Anyway, back to Ross moving in. So Ross has been booted out by Emily's cousin. Fine, that makes sense. No lease, of course. That all tracks. Why is he moving into Joey and Chandler's for more than, say, a night or two? There's a whole strange thing about how permanent a resident Ross is being here, you know? Because when Joey says it, oh, you can move in with us. I presume that meant, like, you know, for a few days, a week, crash on the couch, bring a rucksack till you sort yourself out, yeah?
Yeah, it's the fact that I understand that he doesn't have space for all his stuff, but he literally, like, moves absolutely everything in. There's one box that says, like, Ben's toys. There's another box that says it's labeled junk drawer. Like, how big is your junk drawer? It's like got a shitload of stuff in it. He's got a box worth of stuff in his junk drawer.
Yeah, he's got a box of tools. He's also got a box that says Ben's shoes. The kid's three. How big can his shoes be? And how many has he possibly got? Yeah, like thousands to fit a box that size. I mean, it is tricky. So obviously, Ross, why are you moving all your stuff in? Pop that in storage, love. Stay on the couch for a couple of nights because it's a two-bedroom apartment, right? He's not got a room.
Yeah, true.
Pop your stuff in storage, move in, bring a bag or a suitcase. We've all done it. Couch surf for a bit. All good. I don't know why you've moved all the boxes to the point where he's told them he has to put the foosball table in Joey's bedroom because he needs more space for his boxes.
The fact that he's sort of taking over Joey's room seems a little bit unreasonable.
There's a couple of actual boxes in there as well, isn't there?
Yeah, they're on the side, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ross acts like an absolute dick in this episode. He's clearly a little lost soul, but you can't come into someone's apartment where they're presumably letting you stay for free and demand they keep the main area quiet, they move things to put your boxes in, and then obviously the bit about the air purifier is there to highlight the absurdity of Ross's attitude to it. But, oh, God, do you think we could chip in for some filters for the air purifier? Fuck off, mate.
Well, also, Ross should not expect them to contribute to the air purifier given his imminent beef in a few episodes' time with the retirement gift as we... gift for the... whatever his name is, the handyman. Yeah,
handyman. Handyman, what is his name? Steve? No, that's the president. What's the handyman called? Howard.
Howard, that's it.
Howard. My brain just didn't work then for a second. Yeah, but then conversely, Joey's obviously expecting Ross to live there for quite a while because he says, we should put your name on the answering machine. That is a fucking mad suggestion, right?
I also love Chandler's suggestion of Ross hanging his stuff out of the window in a bag.
Yeah. I really love the whole scene in the tiny, tiny studio apartment. I think it's so funny. Another one, this is another tick for the things that stay with me forever. Kitchen/bathroom is something I say so regularly. And there's almost never a correct context for it, because why would you ever say it?
But you strike me as someone who might actually enjoy having a bathroom in their kitchen and vice versa.
Well, I'm interested to know what the setup of the kitchen/bathroom is, because if it's just a bathtub, I could get on board with it. But I don't want the whole bathroom in the kitchen, Pete. I don't want the toilet in the kitchen.
No, fair. Just your air fryer and access to something to order a Domino's.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what else do I need? I mean, I did have a Domino's last night, and now I'm thinking about what to air fry tonight for dinner. So you're not wrong. but crucially, I actually don't think I would like a bathroom in my kitchen, because I like the separation of church and state, as it were, Pete. And frankly, rarely take a bath.
They're separate for a reason, aren't they? Bathrooms and kitchens.
Not had a bath in 2022, I don't think.
Have you not?
No. Certainly not in my own apartment. Maybe I've had one in a hotel. I enjoy a hotel bath
if
it's of size, because I'm too big for the average bath.
don't know where to go with that, if I'm honest. You're too big for the average bath.
Yeah, yeah, the average domestic bath isn't made for people of my size, really, I'd say. I'm 6 foot three, yeah. Pete.
Yeah, that's true.
I can either have my legs in or my top in, but I can't have both in. And that is not very luxurious a situation.
Imagine having your top in and not your legs. That will be... I'm picturing you like fully submerged, but just...
Fully submerged, legs, just yeah. My legs fully straight up.
Yeah.
We're going to do it one day now, just to prove that I can. But yes, no, I don't want a kitchen slash bathroom, but I do say the phrase kitchen slash bathroom a whole lot. I also really enjoy, let's check out the rest of the place, and then they all sort of glance to their left and right, and then yeah, put your stuff in a bag out the window. I mean, they know for one how many fucking boxes Ross has got. Once you've got all the boxes in that tiny studio apartment, that's it. You yeah, can't no get anything else in there, can you?
Never mind cooking while in the bath. He's gonna have to use the bath and probably the oven as storage,
as box based storage. Exactly. Exactly. And then they obviously realise they're being dicks and they don't actually want Ross to live here. I mean, that place did give me proper claustrophobia. It's really quite... You couldn't fit a bed in there, could you?
No.
The landlord calls for references. Chandler sabotages it. Joey takes a while to clock on. And then, again, this sort of resolves with Ross going, oh, I know I'm an annoying little bitch, but I can change. And then he does the main thing that makes him an annoying little bitch. As he sort of walks away, like keeping his habits, and then just a hand motion. Again, that's the fourth and final thing I think that I take into my everyday life, the quiet down thing, because it is quite useful.
Why do you tell people to quiet down a lot?
Only jokingly, if they know the reference, I'd say. I wouldn't do that in real life, you know, because I don't want to be like Ross, do I?
Does it get as much of a laugh as your ladle? Probably not, because you're telling people to be quiet.
Yeah, exactly. I think ladle is higher up. Quiet down's okay. More of a functional quote, you know?
Right, fine.
And then Ross stays there for another 7 episodes. Poor bastards.
God, that is a while, isn't it?
Yeah, a long time. 7 weeks in sort of their world, as it were.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that this ends our... discussion about Ross moving into Chandler and Joey's apartment, doesn't it? Unless you have anything else to say, Peter?
Do we have a quiz?
Well, let's play a sting and find out.
I know where this is going.
Frankly, it's amazing we've got an episode. We've only just got back from holiday. Pete's got a new job. The quiz rota, this is what I was going to say, the quiz rota is now open again. We have worked our way through everybody that volunteered to do a quiz. Last time.
All three of them?
No, there's like 7 or 8.
Oh, right, okay.
And frankly, what's probably happened is I've missed some people off the list that have messaged since and I've forgotten
about
it
too. I think your maintenance of the quiz rota, which you've just claimed exists but I've never seen, very questionable management of the quiz rota.
I'm not one for the admin, Pete. You know that. That's why you do the spreadsheet.
Okay. Well, on that note, I can tell you what next week's episode is.
Okay, right, here's the other thing. Can you also do an Instagram post that says the quiz rota is now open, and then people can comment under it to volunteer, and then we can both see the quiz rota?
No, do you know what I want you to do?
No.
I want you to do your own post saying that. So I don't care if you're screenshotting something, you're making it on Paint. I want people to see the difference in admin standards, okay?
No, why are you being mean to me?
Look, I feel like it's people need to know, Dave.
Okay, I'll do a post. Stand by to comment under my post when you can.
Next week's episode, Dave.
Yes.
Is season 4, episode 3, the one with the cuffs.
The one with the cuffs. Okay, I don't think I've watched that one for quite a while.
What is that one?
The one where Chandler gets handcuffed to the...
Oh, okay.
Filing cabinet.
Okay, I'm with you.
I can't remember what the other stories are in that episode. And I don't think I've seen it for a while, so that'd be a nice little treat, won't it? Nice to watch an episode you haven't seen for a while.
Well, exactly.
And make some notes for a podcast. Classic. Until then, though, Pete... Come on. Let's say it together at the same time.
Okay.
Until next week, Pete. See you later.
See you later.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.